When will I turn away from you, Ya Rab? When will I, oh Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila. And inshallah azza wa jal, in this program, in this silsila, we try to highlight some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the Quran, in the Ahadith. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, which is mentioned in the Hadith, the mafhum is that whoever recites 80 times durood upon me on a Friday, Allah azza wa jal will forgive 80 years of his sins committed. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. One of the major sins that has been mentioned is to eat the meat of a dead animal and also the meat of a pig. Both of these are major sins. For example, a cow, a camel, a goat, or anything that is halal in Shariat, we can eat that. But if that animal is dead before a person slaughters it, then to eat that animal is haram. Because now it is known as murdar, it's a dead animal. You know, and this is very, very important, my dear Islam brothers. For example, for those people who are living in the Western countries, and I don't think this is an issue for the Western countries now, this is an issue all over the world. Wherever you go, this is a major issue of eating meat. Because majority of the places, they are stunning the animal. And because of stunning the animal, some of these animals will die. And then all these animals that have died, and then the knife is taken to the throat, or the animal is slaughtered later on. If the animal is guaranteed that the animal is dead, and then you slaughter it later on, is that's dead now. So you are slaughtering a dead animal, and that is called murdar. That is already dead. So we cannot eat that. That meat is haram for a Muslim to eat. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that that flesh that has grown because of eating haram will not enter paradise, but rather it is worthy of the fire of hell. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, now we're going to go through another major sin. And this major sin has also a very common, these things are in our society, in our community today. This sin is so common today that people don't realize that this is a major sin. And this sin that we're going to talk about now is the sin of not keeping away from urine. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned inside the Holy Quran, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, and keep your clothes pure. And not keeping away from urine or drops of urine is the sign of the kuffar. And a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it mentions that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he came across two graves, and he said that both of these are being punished in the grave, and are not being punished because of major, of great sins, but one is being punished because he would not keep himself away from urine, and the other was telling tales. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah, because our iman, our aqidah is that nothing is invisible to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going with the Sahaba ikram, they saw these two graves. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he broke some branches of a tree and he put them on one of the graves, on one each. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why did you do this? And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then he told the knowledge of the unseen, because in front of the Sahaba ikram, they were newly dug graves. But our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's been given the knowledge of the seen by Allah azza wa jal, now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Sahaba ikram, that these people that who have died, they are being punished. And the sins that they have been committed, two sins, my dear Islam brothers. And this is why this is a major sin. Because of this sin, these people were being punished inside the grave as well. And one of the major sin was that this person, he never used to keep himself away from the drops of urine. And it's very, very important that we keep ourselves away from this. Because remember, my dear Islam brothers, we offer salah. And for a person to be, you know, going to the toilet, everyone, this is a call of nature. Yeah, everyone, but we need to sort ourselves out. Whenever we need the toilet, we always try to think to ourselves that, look, I am a Muslim, and a Muslim is supposed to be pure and clean all the time. There's another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that save yourself from urine, as often the punishments of the grave is because of it. And also cleanliness is one of the preconditions of salah. So therefore, it's very important as Muslims that we keep ourselves clean all the time. We keep ourselves away from urine, from the drops of urine. You know, and then alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, as a Muslim, we need to be clean all the time. You know, you never know when the angel of death will come and take our soul away. And do we want the angel of death to take our soul away when we are not even clean? When my body, the clothes, they're not even clean. And a Muslim should be clean and pure all the time. Because a Muslim should always do the zikr, the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. All his life, his actions, his daily routine should be according to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And as a Muslim, because we recited the kalima, we are Muslims. So therefore, a Muslim has to be clean all the time. So this is a very, very important thing, especially for the children, you know, infants. You know, it's very important for the parents to teach their children how important it is to keep themselves away from drops of urine. And when, my dear Islam brother, when it's call of nature, we need to understand that to stand up and urinate is not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's not what we are taught inside in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, for a Muslim to keep himself clean is very, very important. So always remember, my dear Islamic brothers, a Muslim should always look clean and he should always smell clean as well. Because a Muslim who doesn't, you know, smell clean as well, and he doesn't look clean, his hairstyle, his clothing, they are dirty, you know, there's stench coming out of his clothes. You know, these things, they don't match with the criteria of a Muslim. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should be clean. That is why, you know, the ulama-i kiram, they've mentioned in their books that is very important even for a hairstyle. Our hairstyle should be according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to use oil on his hair because oil keeps your hair straight. And also because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are many, many blessings and benefits behind that as well. And in the same way, our clothes, they should be clean. They shouldn't be dirty. Because people looking at you, you know, they'll be thinking, you know, what are these Muslims like? You know, so people will be labeling. So if you see someone who smells, his body smells, his clothes smelling, you know, that person straight away, he'll think, you know, maybe this is what these people are taught. Even though Islam teaches us about cleanliness, Islam teaches us that we should always be pure and clean. And when you look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, you can see how clean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was, and how clean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he would tell the Sahaba-i kiram that this is what they need to do. You know, the way we wear our clothes, you know, even our hairstyles, our beards, you know, they should be properly combed. They should be, you know, the people looking at them. If you have a beard and the hairs are going all over the place, you know, so ma'azallah, people will make fun of you and people will make fun of the beard as well. And the beard is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is very important. The scholars, they've said that anyone who makes the fun out of a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person is out of the fold of Islam. Because he has taken, is making fun of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as a Muslim, you know, for those people, alhamdulillah, who are attached to the environment, or those people who are religiously minded, alhamdulillah, especially us, because sadly, you know, people, there might be someone, you know, who's dressed up in normal clothing, yeah, westernized clothing, but, you know, if his clothes are smelling or his body smells, no one will to look at him. But when a person is religious, he looks religious. people are going to make sure that, you know, sadly today we live in that society. I'm sorry to say this, but people will try to take false out of that. So it's very important. Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnah has mentioned this in many of the Madani Muzakirah, that especially for the Muballighin and especially for the Imam of the Masjid and especially for those people, Alhamdulillah, who are in a religious environment, it's very important for these people, because we are the role models. People will be looking at us, people will be judging our beautiful religion according to that as well. And then we need to make sure that this is happening in our homes as well. Our children are kept clean, our home is kept clean, everything, our environment should be kept clean. And this is very, very important. The environment makes a lot of difference. You know, we see bins all around places, and you know, you see these places are so clean. You want to be there, you want to spend time there. If you go to a place where there's litter all over, you don't want to be in that place. If you are in a room where the painting isn't good, or there is litter about, or the room stinks, who wants to sit in that room? In the same way, my dear Islam brothers, a Muslim should be someone that people look at him and they want to spend time with him. They want to be with him, and especially a person in a religious environment. If you are a Muballigh and Alim, you want people to come and sit with you and to learn the deen from you. So these things are very important. That is why they say that cleanliness is part of our Iman. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, let's all make that intention. That first of all, we need to keep away from this major sin of not keeping away from the drops of urine or other things as well. Another great sin that we're going to talk about now is treachery, disloyalty. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentions inside the Holy Quran, all people who believe, do not betray Allah and His noble messenger, nor purposely defraud your trust. And in another place, in Surah Yusuf, verse number 52, and Allah does not let the deceit of betrayers be successful. And another verse inside the Holy Quran, Suratul Anfal, verse number 58, and if you apprehend treachery from a nation, then throw back their treachery towards them in reciprocity. Indeed, Allah does not like the treacherous people. Yeah, so this is treachery, disloyalty. And this is another major sin that has been mentioned. And we need to keep ourselves, treachery, disloyalty. You know, a person, you give him something to do, and then that person doesn't do it deliberately. Or that person, he defrauds someone. And on his mind, he always has one thing on his mind, how he can, you know, get money out of someone, how he can make a fool out of someone. And then that person is not honest anymore. People will not trust him. People will not believe in what he says. One of the beauties of Islam is that you be loyal, you be just to people, you be truthful to people. That is why the scholars, they mention that a Muslim is someone that another Muslim is safe from his hands, his tongues, and his actions as well. So why should I be giving bother to another Muslim? Either that is by the tongue or by the hands as well. That Muslim, his life, his respect, his wealth, they all should be saved from me. That is what you call a true Muslim. Beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that mentions three signs of a hypocrite, of a munafiq. There are three signs. Number one, whenever he speaks, he lies. Number two, whenever he makes a promise, he does not fulfill it. And number three, whenever he is given a trust, he betrays. These are the three signs of a hypocrite. We are Muslims. We are not supposed to have any of these signs of the hypocrite inside ourselves. But if you look at each and every one of these three things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, can we not see this in our community? And then be honest to yourself. Can you not see these three things inside yourself? If you can't, then my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah, maybe I'm not saying that we do have these three things inside ourselves, but these signs, maybe if we are having these signs, then it's time that we get rid of these signs, because these are dangerous to our Iman and they can destroy our Iman. The first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions that when he speaks, he lies. You know, and then when a person, he keeps, and you've heard of the story, the boy who cried wolf. Yeah, he kept on lying. The wolf is coming, he's attacking my sheep. And then what happens? Once, twice, three times, people come to his rescue. On the fourth time, when in reality the lion came, what happens? Yeah, no one believes him. In the same way, we don't want to be known as a liar. Yeah, we don't want to be known as, what a bad name to be known as, a liar. You know, some people, sadly, you know, when you talk to them, oh, forget that person, he's a liar. Yeah, now he's known as a liar. People know him as a liar because he lies all the time. He always lets people down. You know, these kind of people are not going to be successful in the world. No one is going to trust you, even though hardship comes on you, hard times will come on you, but no one will believe you. But my dear Islam brothers, whenever we speak, always speak the truth. Because when you speak the truth, you will know, you'll be known as someone who is truthful. Allah Ta'ala will put respect in the hearts of people. People will respect you. People, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, will trust what you say. So Alhamdulillah, my dear Islam brothers, we've learned today some of the major sins. Until in the next time in the silsila, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk about another major sin. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep our iman safe. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
When will I turn?